This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah wahda. Wassalatu wassalamu ala man la nabiyya ba'dah. Ala man la nabiyya ba'dahu wa la ummata ba'da ummatih. Wa la kitaba ba'da kitabih. ولا شريعة بعد شريعته أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا أوفوا بالعقود صدق الله العظيم My dear respected elders and brothers from time to time we speak about great personalities of the past And today I would like to speak to you about one very great Sahabi and companion of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Huzaifa bin Yaman radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And the Sahaba, as Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, Ashabi kan nujum. Sahaba are like stars. Whomsoever you follow, you will be guided and your life will be illuminated. The way the stars illuminate the horizon, the life of the Sahaba serves as a light to guide our lives. And every Sahabi had certain peculiarities, certain essential qualities, which helps us in charting and having a better life. Huzaifa ibn Yaman was amongst those. Huzaifa's father was Yaman. He was from the Al-Abs tribe in Mecca. Due to a disagreement with someone, he killed someone in Mecca. And in that disagreement, because of which he had to go and flee to Medina. So although his background was from Mecca, he stayed in Medina for much of his life. Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu thus was background Makkah Mukarramah, but he grew up in Medina Munawwara. He stayed in Medina Munawwara. And aaj main ek azim sahabi Huzaifa bin Yaman ke bare mein batana chahta hu. Unke walid Makkah ke rehne wale hain. Unse kisi ka qatl ho gaya jiski wajah se unhe Makkah chhod kar Medina jane par majboor kiya. So when Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu grew up in Medina, but his background was in Makkah. And he bought and he became a Muslim because his father was a Muslim, you know, in his very beginning of his life. And he was a Muslim without seeing Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he had a great desire to see our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Eventually, when he came to see our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam met him, and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked him, "In shi'ta kunta min al muhajir, wa in shi'ta kunta min al ansar." Because of your situation, you can decide whether you want to be a muhajir or whether you want to be an ansari, whether you want to be among the people of Makkah, whether you want to be among the people of Medina. So Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu decided to be, and he chose to be an Ansari. He chose to be amongst the people of Medina. Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu, shuru umar se musalman ho gaye the, Makkah ka pas manzar, lekin rehne wale Medina Munawwara ke the. Wo Islam ke awail mein musalman ho gaye the, aur Huzur sallallahu alaihi wasallam ki muhabbat ka bari ishtiyaq tha. Jab wo aap se mile, تو آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے انہیں مہاجر یا انصار بننے کا اختیار دیا تو انہوں نے انصار بننا پسند کیا right he became انصاری now as we say we're not giving every aspect we are just speaking about essential aspects and things that we can learn from one amazing aspect that we can learn from at the time of the battle of Badr Hazrat Huzaifa and his father were traveling. So during their travels, they met Abu Jahl. And Abu Jahl asked them, where are you off to? They said, we are going to Medina. We stay in Medina. They said that, okay, we have left Makkah to fight, to go and fight with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And you give us a word, we will let you go, that you will not join Muhammad's army against us. So Huzaifa and his father agreed. So on the way to Medina, they met Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam coming to Badr. They met Abu Jahl leaving Makkah to come to Badr, and they met Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam leaving Medina to come to Badr. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, where are you coming from? Would you like to join the battle? Ya Rasulullah, this is what happened. This is our zaban we gave to Abu Jahl. So Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, you gave your word, you will not take part in the battle of Badr. This is the importance of fulfilling your word. This is the importance of fulfilling your commitment. Says Allah in the Quran, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu awfu bil uqood. O you who believe, fulfill your commitments. Apne wa'ade ko nibao. Even in such a situation where we all know Muslims were in such a short number, that the disbelievers were more. But even in that situation, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, you gave your word to Abu Jahl, you will not partake in the battle of Badr. Maymun bin Mahran, radiallahu ta'ala, who says that there are few things that there is no difference between a Muslim and a non-Muslim. One of them is, you must be good to your relatives, whether your relative is a Muslim or a non-Muslim. One is, if you have given your word and you have given a promise, then you have to uphold that promise, whether you made that promise to a Muslim or a non-Muslim. Unfortunately today, we have not been able to fulfill this Islamic requirement with the sensitivity that Islam requires from us. Ghazwa Badr mein, unhone imandari aur wahda nibana ka muzahira kiya, jo hamare liye ek bahut bada namuna hai. What a great lesson we learn from this. Another aspect of his life was, amazingly, in the Battle of Uhud, Huzaifa's father Yaman, during the chaotic scenes, now Uhud happened and they attacked the Muslims, and after that, there was a great amount of chaos, confusion. In that confusion, Yaman and some old people were told by Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to remain in the background. But when the fighting became fierce and the Muslims were attacked, Yaman and them, they joined the battle. And in that chaos and confusion, the Muslims turned against Yaman, and he and another person were killed by what is today known as friendly fire. So Huzaifa came and said, this is my father, this is my father. But by that time, they had attacked Yaman, and he had died at the hands of the Muslims. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very perturbed about it, and he called Huzaifa and said, I would like to give blood money for your father. And Huzaifa said, Ya Rasulullah, would my father get the reward of martyrdom? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, his intention was to fight for the sake of Allah. Allah will grant him martyrdom. So Huzaifa said, Ya Rasulullah, I want no blood money. I have forgiven all those who were responsible for my father's death because it has been done accidentally. So we sign. Sometimes it happens. You get someone knocking your car by accident. What do you do? Look at his intention. If he didn't do it deliberately, learn to forgive, learn to forget. Here, Huzaifa's father was killed by mistake. And Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala did not take any blood money. And now because of that, he forgave. Because of that, Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala became very close to Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you know, loved Hazrat Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala tremendously. And there were certain qualities of Hazrat Huzaifa that endeared him to our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One was his intelligence. One was his, you know, unique intelligence, which he employed in dealing with difficult situations. One was his quick-wittedness. He could think on the feet, and he could make a decision immediately. And most importantly, was his trust and keeping of secrets. This was a unique quality of Hazrat Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala. He used to keep his secrets. Now, because of this, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had great trust in Hazrat Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Now, because of this, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had great trust. So in the Battle of the Trench, at a very crucial juncture, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, who will go in this time to go and find out the condition of the enemies? Now bear in mind, first of all, the danger. It was exceptionally cold at that time. No one wanted to be chosen because of the difficult circumstances. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because of his trust, called Hazrat Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu and said, you will go and do a mission. What today we will go and say intelligence. You will go and gather intelligence. And then he told Hazrat Huzaifa that go only and go and see what is happening. And come and tell me, don't do anything more. Don't do anything more. Just go and see and come back. Huzaifa said, I was feeling so cold. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam put his hand on my chest. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant my entire body warmth and I went. And I saw the whole situation. Abu Sufyan, the leader of the Quraysh at that time, felt certain things and he said, it seems one of the Muslims have come into our gathering and he is spying upon us. Let everyone catch the person next to him and identify the person next to him so that we can find out who is not from amongst us. Here his quick-wittedness comes to the fore. He immediately, before anyone could tell him, he catches the person next to him and said, who are you? And that person is on the back foot. And Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala comes away. Then he says, during the course of that, I saw Abu Sufyan, the leader of the enemies. I took out my arrow. I said, I'm going to kill this enemy. He's the leader of the enemy. I got a chance. And then I realized, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Huzaifa, only go and observe and don't do anything else. Obedience par excellence. He put his arrows away. And he came back and he told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you see, many a times, emotionally we want to do many things. Not every time the thing that you want to do emotionally is correct. Here, emotionally, he wanted to kill the leader of the enemies. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him not to do so. And he came away. What a great lesson. Not every time you want to do something emotionally, it is the correct thing to do. Sometimes you look at the broader picture. Sometimes you look at obedience. Sometimes you look at what you are supposed to do. What a great lesson. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam puts him and hugs him. He said, I felt such a great warmth when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hugged him. There was another remarkable incident of Hazrat Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And that was that one day he was, going out in jihad. And during the car part of jihad, they were eating meals. They had overtaken the enemy. And during the course of having meals, one portion of his meal fell down. And he picked it up, cleaned it and started eating it. So someone said, yeah, don't do that. They look down upon it. They feel that you are greedy, you are eating that which has fallen down. How can you do so? So he said a very remarkable phrase that is such a great lesson for all of us. أَتَتْرُكُ سُنَّةَ حَبِيبِي لِهَاُولَاءِ الْحُمَقَةِ Am I going to leave the sunnah of my beloved Habib for the sake of these fools? How many times you and I, we are faced with a situation. Now, you are to read namaz. If I read namaz in front of everyone, people will call me a fundamentalist. People will say, what's gone wrong with you? You want to, as a woman, you wear your scarf. People will say, you are very, very pious. You, many a times, you in your situation, you want to display your iman and your Islam. What will people say? What a great lesson. Are you going to forsake the way of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the way of truth, for the sake of other people's sensitivities. I find it very amazing today. Say sometimes people are not shy to say we are agnostics. People are not shy to say we are atheists. People are not shy to show their sexual preference. People are not shy to stand up for what they regard to be true, even if you and I don't agree with it. But you and I, we will feel shy to tell what is truth or to stand up for Islam. Amazing. So this is what we learn. Now, the greatest things was with regard to this, that what was the qualities of Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu that made Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam share Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's secrets with him? What a trustworthy person. That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't tell anyone the names of the munafiqs and hypocrites but Huzaifa. Subhanallah. What was an amazing thing? One was his ability to keep a secret. What an amazing thing. Now what we do learn with regard to things, that firstly, be very careful in revealing your secrets to anyone. Be very careful. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't tell anyone besides one person, one sahabi. You know, there's also wisdom why he didn't tell some of the greater sahabi like Abu Bakr and Umar. They were going to lead the ummah. When you lead the ummah, sometimes it's better you don't know the faults and shortcomings of others. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him the name of the munafiqs and hypocrites. Firstly, be very careful in revealing your secrets, my dear respected brothers. They say, to keep your secrets to yourself is wisdom. To tell your secrets to others is a folly, unless you got trust in that person. It was Khalil Gibran who said, if you reveal your secrets to the wind, then don't blame the wind if the wind reveals your secrets to the trees. If you reveal your secrets to the wind, then don't blame the wind if the wind takes your secrets and tell the trees. And today we all know, once a person got someone's secrets, he is itching to tell everyone else. Or humorously we say, I didn't reveal the secrets. The person who I told, he revealed it. I didn't do it. The person who I told, he went to go and tell it. Firstly, be very careful in revealing your secrets. Be careful that you choose the right person. To keep your secrets to yourself is wisdom. To reveal it is a folly until you have full trust in the person you are revealing to. The second thing is, be very careful if someone shares a secret with you that you don't reveal it to anyone else. It's an amanat. You are playing around with the honor of someone. If someone gives you a secret and then you go and tell other people, you are violating an amanat. You know, the damage that can result from revealing another person's secrets can range from embarrassment to devastation. Reveal secrets done carelessly or maliciously have destroyed lives, families, and futures of people. Be very careful. Al-mustasharu mu'taminun. When al-majalisu bil-amana. When something is said in a gathering that is supposed to be secret, if you reveal it, you have violated trust, said Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam revealed to Hazrat Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala the name of the munafiqs and hypocrites. Umar radiallahu ta'ala used to come to him and say, oh Huzaifa, I know you're not going to tell me the names of the hypocrites. I know you're not going to tell me. It is a secret that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shared with you. But tell me, did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam take my name among the hypocrites? This is introspection. This is humility. All the time a person is thinking, am I not doing wrong? Today everyone thinks he's Junaid al-Baghdadi. No one thinks he's wrong. Everyone thinks he's the greatest wali and saint. Umar, go and ask him, Huzaifa, I know you're not going to tell me. Tell me, did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam take my name? Umar chose governors. Then one day he came to Huzaifa and said, is there anyone whom Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam termed as a munafiq by mistake? I might have kept him as a governor. Huzaifa said, one person. Umar used his discretion to remove that governor. Afterwards, Huzaifa used to say, Umar's, Umar's decision was correct. Umar's perception was correct. What a remarkable person. Huzaifa used to say, people used to come and ask Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam about Masail. I used to come and ask about the signs of Qiyamah. So most of the signs of Qiyamah in the hadith is from Huzaifa bin Yaman. What a rim. And he was amongst those people who remained, you know, he took part in the Persian Empire. He was in the forefront of the conquering of Hamdan, Ray and Nihavan. They are in present-day Iran. Ray actually is close to Tehran. Ray was, you know, in the time of Umar radiallahu anhu, who was conquered. His last words when he passed away was, Ya Allah, you know, throughout my life I gave preference to poverty over wealth, humility over boastfulness, and akhirat over the world. Subhanallah, what last words. Ya Allah, you know, throughout my life I gave preference to poverty over wealth. I gave preference to humility over pride and arrogance. And I gave preference to the akhirat over the world, and he passed away. And let me conclude with an amazing incident. In 1932, the king of Iraq, King Faisal at that time, I think his name was King Faisal, saw a dream. And in a dream, two sahaba came to him and said, the water of the river Euphrates or Tigris is flowing into our qabr, move our body. So he saw the dream and he felt maybe there's nothing wrong. So the Mufti of Iraq also saw the same dream and he came and told the king, did you see this dream? He said, yes. He said, we must make arrangements for the removal of this body. So they chose the 12th of Zulhijjah. When the people of the world, the Muslim Ummah came, they said, it's time of Hajj. Make it for the 20th of Zulhijjah. We all want to partake. So the bodies of these two Sahaba were removed. It's amazing. It's actually filmed. If you go into Google, you will see sketchy images of this. How they took out the body of the Sahaba. One of them was Huzaifa bin Yaman. And when they took it out, the coffin was intact. The body was as fresh as it was alive. And the people who saw it, they said, we couldn't see into the eyes of the Sahaba. It was so full of nur, we couldn't see it. And the ulama tell us, the reason is that those eyes saw Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How could you and I see it? This was Huzaifa bin Yaman. In fact, even non-Muslims, there was a German professor who was there who became a Muslim when he saw this entire sight. This is Huzaifa bin Yaman. What great lessons we learn from his life. May Allah Ta'ala fill his qabr with nur. May Allah Ta'ala elevate his status. And may Allah Ta'ala make us amongst those who benefit from his life and lesson. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.